I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. The TV show Shark Tank matches charismatic investors with fledgling entrepreneurs who are hoping to snag a business deal. Earlier this month, some students at UNC Asheville got a taste of the reality show experience.
Our strategy is aimed at attracting the largest segment of tourists visiting Asheville.
UNC Asheville's version uses a similar format infused with a social mission. Making the pitch, students enrolled in the university's social entrepreneurship course called Ideas to Action.
It's an opportunity to give students in all majors on campus to work in interdisciplinary teams.
UNCA's Mary Lynn Manns is a professor in the Department of Management and Accountancy and teaches the Ideas to Action course.
And they're supposed to come up with an idea for a for-profit organization that solves a social or environmental issue.
At the end of the semester, there's a competition, and student teams get a chance to pitch their plans to local entrepreneurs. It's Shark Tank, UNC Asheville style.
In order to do this, we would charge a $40.
They come here and do a two-minute pitch, and they're drilled by the judges for about 6 minutes, and then we pick a first, second, and third place.
The top three winners get funding for their idea. This is the competition's fourth year, and this round, nine teams competed, including Catherine Franks and Tia Foster.
Did this all feel like Shark Tank?
Yeah, I definitely get some Shark Tank vibes. I wish I could pitch as confidently as they do on Shark Tank, but I'll get there one day, I hope.
The amount of practicing we've done throughout the whole semester, it felt, you know, pretty good to be up there. But regardless, I was definitely shaking, a little bit nervous.
Their idea, a mobile reading app called Recite that Foster says works like a translator.
The app utilizes optical character recognition to transform photos of text into audio versions of text.
The two pitched Recite as a learning tool. They say the idea was triggered while Franks was recovering from a concussion and found she had trouble reading.
Could no longer read, comprehend material, something completely foreign to me and I used to excel at. Upon further research, I found that 1 in 5 Americans have dyslexia and over 40 million students struggle with learning disabilities. So this problem was much larger than just myself that extended to a wide audience.
Chilly Buildings was the inspiration for Andy Morrison and Morgan Fuller's idea.
There's this like unnecessary over air conditioning in the U.S., in my opinion.
Their solution, a crowdsourcing app called ManageAir, designed to help regulate heating and cooling in big buildings and help the environment, says Morrison.
So we crowdsource the data from the users of that building. And that allows the technicians of the space to understand that people are always way too cold in this room, and we don't need to be using all this energy. And then in turn, that allows them to save energy and save money.
The name of my project is UCAN, which stands for University.
Other pitches included a student-to-student mentoring program, a campus vending machine that stocks toothbrushes and other essential items, and an app that helps patients keep track of medical records.
I really enjoy talking to, listening to the students, their ideas.
That's Bradley Kane. He's with a local nonprofit and was one of the judges.
Some of them have put a lot of real thought into their business plans, and it's fun to provide feedback.
Soon it was time for the feedback everybody was waiting for.
Number three.
A safety alert accessory company got third place, a green certification program took second, and the idea inspired by a concussion, the reading app Recite, nabbed the top spot. Congratulations.
Thank you. Everyone worked so hard and did so well. It's just really exciting.
The top three now have a bit of funding to help turn their ideas into action.